This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
Wind warning across the city after plywood from a dilapidated building falls and kills a woman in Queens. I'm Sean Adams in Flushing.
The wife of presidential candidate Andrew Yang says she was sexually assaulted by her OBGYN at Columbia Presbyterian Hospital.
This is very hard to come out with.
I'm Marla Diamond.
The Pentagon reveals U.S. troops did suffer casualties in Iran's missile attack.
Impeachment bombshell. Could Rudy Giuliani's point man in Ukraine be called?
Credible evidence of a domestic terror attack planned for Monday's Martin Luther King Day rally in Virginia. 3 men arrested.
They are neo-Nazis.
New York schools chancellor jeered off stage.
Ladies and gentlemen, unfortunately, we have to close this meeting.
This is Brad Heller. The Mets are looking for their second manager in 3 months after parting ways with Carlos Beltran.
We'll dip into the news radio archives for this date and sound as told in 88 seconds, Friday morning, January 17th.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup, a deeper dive on the stories you need to start your day with fewer commercials. Live on air, the radio.com app, and delivered to your phone and computer for on-demand listening.
Good morning. Starting in Brook, Long Island, you get the wind record. A 64-mile-an-hour gust was tops in our area with a lot of towns close behind. 53 in Orange County, 52 miles an hour at Bridgeport, JFK, and LaGuardia. And maybe just about a mile away from LaGuardia is the scene of a wind gust fatality. WCBS reporter Sean Adams is live there right now. Sean, what happened during that windstorm?
Well, this happened just across Main Street from the Flushing branch of the Queens Library. It was around 10:40 yesterday morning. The wind pried loose a large sheet of plywood from the facade of a ramshackle two-story corner piece of property at 41st Road. That plywood hit a 67-year-old woman and killed her. Main Street in Flushing is a bustling stretch here. This building houses several little shops at street level. There's a bus stop here, so many people coming and going at all hours, even early this morning. The Department of Buildings has issued a violation. There are dozens of previous complaints against this property. It does not appear to be well maintained. I can tell you it's pretty run down. No doubt the owner is in for some scrutiny.
And Sean, also there was a scary incident in Manhattan, too.
Yeah, this happens from time to time when the wind blows. A separate incident, also wind-related, Midtown Manhattan, about 2:30 yesterday afternoon. Debris from a high-rise under construction at 57th and 6th hit a taxi and punctured the roof. No one was hurt. It's a reminder citywide, when the wind howls, you have to secure your property, especially construction sites and cranes. It is still blustery out here this morning.
Thank you, Sean. Now, Evelyn Yang, Columbia University doctor, also the wife of presidential candidate Andrew Yang, has a painful story to tell about being sexually assaulted by her OBGYN. She's one of 32 women suing Columbia University. WCBS reporter Marla Diamond's at the hospital right now. Marla?
And when we first reported on the allegations against Dr. Robert Haddon 2 years ago, there were several Jane Does as defendants. Evelyn Yang, who was 7 months pregnant, was one of them. She told her story last night on CNN.
I feel like it's something that's an obligation, but also a privilege and a gift that I get to share my story now and also help other women.
Going public with a story she didn't even at first tell her husband.
He proceeded to grab me over to him and undress me and examine me internally, ungloved.
In a plea deal with the Manhattan DA, Haddon admitted to just 2 counts of sexual assault and went on to assault more patients. Yang is now one of more than 24 women in a civil lawsuit against Haddon, the hospital, and Columbia University.
Thank you, Marla Diamond. Now, a CBS World News Minute.
Iran's supreme leader calls Iran's missile strikes on U.S. forces a day of God, with word that 11 Americans were injured in the attacks, despite President Trump's assurances that there were no American casualties. Delivering Friday prayers for the first time in almost a decade, Ayatollah Khamenei declared that President Trump is a clown and that Iran would not hold negotiations with the U.S.
And about those 11 U.S. injuries, CBS News military analyst Major Mike Lyons.
The Pentagon wanted to correct the record for these concussion symptoms well after the fact that the symptoms showed themselves from some of the soldiers on the ground there, and to err on the side of caution, wanted to make sure that the soldiers get the proper treatment that they need.
All 11 were stationed at the Al-Asad Air Base, and all are expected to return to Iraq once they pass their checkups.
Lev who? President Trump says he does not know Lev Parnas, whose testimony could lead to witnesses being called at the Senate impeachment trial. Parnas said the president knew exactly what was going on in Ukraine. CBS News Chief Washington correspondent Nancy Cordes.
Democrats have not come out, interestingly, and said point blank that they want to see Parnas himself on the witness stand. They acknowledge that he, too, does have some credibility issues, but they certainly want this evidence to be explored. And House Democratic impeachment managers say that they are going to include these new details in their opening arguments next week.
Now on this Friday morning, need to know weather. Here's meteorologist Craig Allen.
What you need to know if you haven't been outside just yet is just how cold it is. It is in the 20s around the city and the coast. It's in the teens, north and west suburbs. And we have wind chills this morning in the single digits and teens. And it's really not going to warm up all that much today, just barely getting to the freezing mark.
And the stock futures are pointing to a higher open this morning. Joe Conaway's here with this morning's big money story, Joe.
Yeah, stocks opened too high, some say, Paul. The S&P index is already up 2.5% for the year. But there was good economic news. New unemployment claims fell for the fifth week in a row. Manufacturing rose. Consumer confidence rose. And the Commerce Department thinks holiday sales were quite a bit better than other reports have been saying.
Thank you, Joe. Three accused white supremacists have been arrested in what police say was a plan to fly a weaponized drone over Monday's Martin Luther King Day rally in Richmond. All belong to a little-known group called The Base. The Anti-Defamation League calls that very dangerous and told CBS News correspondent Jeff Begays this could be trouble.
They are neo-Nazis, and they believe that minorities are the enemy of the white race. And so what they are trying to do, according to the ADL, is spark a race war here in the U.S.
Virginia's governor says there are credible threats of armed militia groups storming Monday's anti-gun rally, and so he's declared a state of emergency and banned all types of weapons. Second Amendment groups took that ban to court, but a judge upheld it.
A lawsuit charges Montclair State University violated students' First Amendment rights by banning gun rights demonstration on campus. The pro-gun rally was organized by Young Americans for Liberty, but when they marched in September, campus police shut them down, saying they didn't get the permits in time. Montclair State requires a two-week heads-up, which the lawsuit says is an unconstitutional prior restraint.
Windstorm is easing. Snowstorm is approaching. Craig's full forecast next.
The WCBS Morning News Roundup.
Now in the Morning News Roundup, the WCBS Exergen Forecast Chief Meteorologist Craig Allen, bring it on.
Let's start with the cold. 24 degrees right now in Garden City, 21 in Stamford, 18 in Middletown, New York, and 20 degrees in Sparta. We have temperatures that are barely going to make it to the freezing mark this afternoon, and it's also still very windy, so wind chills this morning are in the single digits to around 10. Increasing clouds tonight, 16 to 22, the low. And then tomorrow, thickening clouds with snow arriving by afternoon. The temperature will slowly climb towards 30. So obviously the snow could stick. We will be below freezing through tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow evening. But it keeps rising tomorrow night so that the snow will mix with and change to rain for the coast and then the city after about 1 to perhaps as much as 3 inches, especially on the colder surfaces. Very slushy accumulation and then a lot of it getting washed away. North and west suburbs, though, snow may become an icy mix. 3 to 4, 5 inches of snow. 6-inch spots are possible well north and west. Temperature will be near 30 for the north and west suburbs tomorrow night, and then Sunday, it's better, but it's windy and cold at 35 to 40. Right now in the city, we have 25 degrees, and the wind chill is in the teens.
It's the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
Schools Chancellor Richard Carranza could barely get a word in at a Queen's meeting with some very upset parents mad about student assaults and a perceived lack of punishment for the aggressors. Anger really boiled over when the Chancellor finally got up and left. It forced this announcement over the PA system.
Ladies and gentlemen, unfortunately, we have to close this meeting.
More than 400 parents packed the room at MS 74 Nathaniel Hawthorne in Oakland Gardens. Some told of children too afraid to go to school. One dad said the school never told him his daughter was being sexually hounded by a male classmate who later was arrested for allegedly assaulting her.
A hit-and-run sanitation truck is blamed for killing a woman crossing the street yesterday at 86th and Bay Parkway in Bensonhurst. NYPD Deputy Chief Charles Scholl.
We're reviewing area cameras at this time. I think we're confident we'll determine what vehicle was involved. Hopefully, the driver will come forward.
The victim dead at the scene.
Need to know sports on a Friday morning. Need to get a new manager. Here's Brad Heller.
Yeah, the third manager, Paul, that's out because of the Astros sign-stealing scandal. But unlike A.J. Hinch and Alex Cora, Carlos Beltran's job with the Mets ended before it even started. Here's GM Brody Van Wagenen.
We both agreed that it was going to be incredibly challenging and incredibly difficult to do the job in the way in which he intended and the way in which he could utilize the best of his abilities.
So now it's 24 days before pitchers and catchers report to spring training, and the Mets are starting a new search. Maybe they look within bench coach Hensley Mullins, quality control coach Luis Rojas, or even Terry Collins. Or they could look outside the organization, experienced managers like Buck Showalter or John Gibbons, who both have already interviewed with the Astros. Speaking of the Astros, Twitter yesterday stirred up speculation about the use of wearable devices to notify players of certain pitches, specifically Jose Altuve. Now, Major League Baseball said it did investigate but found no evidence to substantiate it. Altuve, through his agent Scott Boras, denied ever wearing an electronic device. Hockey, Chris Kreider scored a power play goal with 25 seconds left in regulation, and the Rangers beat the Islanders again this week, this time at the Coliseum, the final 3-2.
Ton of energy in the building. It was a lot of fun. Really, really, a tight match for the whole 60. Felt a lot like a playoff game, not a lot of time and space.
In Washington, the Devils lost to the Capitals 5-2, and the Knicks were blown out by the Suns at the Garden 121-98. Rookie R.J. Barrett sprained his ankle and ended up on crutches. Brad Heller, WCBS 880 Sports.
You're never more than 15 minutes from the big stories on WCBS.
Morning, I'm Wayne Cabot.
Friday, I'm Paul Murnane. Here are your three things to know.
Well, with Carlos Beltran booted by the Mets, the organization won't pay his contract worth $3 million. Instead, the Post reports the team made a donation of about $200,000 to the Carlos Beltran Foundation.
Number two, New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut are suing the Trump administration for enforcing a rule requiring able-bodied food stamp recipients to seek work after 3 months. Currently, states can extend that window if residents are having a hard time finding a job.
Third thing is good news. Graduation rates are up in many schools. Long Island's graduation rate rose a full percentage point over last year to 89.1%. In Garden City, 90% of students won advanced credentials.
On this Friday morning, January 17th, 2020.
January 17th in sound in 88 seconds. 1998. The Monica Lewinsky scandal breaks, first on the internet, when Matt Drudge reports the president's affair with an intern.
For 4 days, I had the story exclusively, and I took a lot of heat. And then everyone jumped on it.
Ewing with the spin! Ewing gets
it! In 94, Patrick Ewing becomes the first New York player to reach the 15,000-point mark in his NBA career.
CBS News Defense Department correspondent David Martin is at the Pentagon.
In 1991, U.S. and allies launch Operation Desert Storm on targets in Iraq.
And there are some indications Saddam Hussein plans to strike first.
On New York radio in 1989, Scott Shannon tells his audience on Z100.
I am going to leave the radio station. When I first started in radio, they paid me $112 a week, and I couldn't wait to get to the radio station. And now I make a little more than $112 a week, but I still can't wait to get to the radio station to go to work.
1949, the first Volkswagen Beetle arrives in the U.S., designed by Ferdinand Porsche, at the request of Hitler. And born on this date in 1922, the great Betty White.
I am so honored and so thrilled. And for the Screen Actors Guild, SAG is the you know, it's your peers. I wish they wouldn't call it SAG. I wish they wouldn't call it SAG.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup. A deeper dive on the stories you need to start your day with fewer commercials. Live on air, the radio.com app, and delivered to your phone and computer for on-demand listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.